An average of 20 veterans die by suicide every day in this country, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs. In March of last year, former VA Secretary Dr. David Shulkin said this in an interview.
This is my highest clinical priority in the VA system. What we know about it is that of the 20 veterans who take their life every day, 14 are not getting care within the VA system. So we have to work with our communities to make sure that we're reaching out to veterans who aren't in a system of care to make sure that they are getting the care that they need.
But a new report just out from the Government Accountability Office says the VA has failed on a massive scale to address the problem. Among other failures, the report shows that only 1% of the $6.2 million set aside for advertising the VA crisis hotline was actually spent. And the consequences of this are real, says Iraq War veteran Christopher Goldsmith.
I am just so upset that there are veterans who may have died because they didn't know the VA was there for them. I mean, these outreach campaigns are the most important part of combating suicide.
We'll hear more from Christopher in a little bit. But first, to take us through the details of this report is Dave Phillips, national correspondent for The New York Times, covering veterans and the military. Dave, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me on.
One of the things that really stood out to me was the unspent money. We mentioned in the beginning that only 1% of $6.2 million has been actually used to advertise VA Crisis Hotline. What is going on there?
Right. This is their suicide prevention outreach program. And it's not just saying, hey, call the hotline. It's sending out messages that reduce stigma, let people know the warning signs. Essentially, it is the door that the VA tries to open, the front door welcome mat to say, hey, we're here for you. If you need us, come get help. And they had about $6 million just for outreach, radio spots, billboards, commercials on TV, and only 57,000 of it got spent in sort of the year preceding this report. So from this summer back to last summer, and almost all of the money was just sat doing nothing as these public service announcements went dead.
Do we know why this money wasn't spent?
Well, what the government report, the Government Accountability Office's report says is that essentially there was no one left in charge. And so confusion and delay, meetings that no one went to sort of took over. And when that happened, there was no one there to sort of stamp the paper that said, yes, go ahead and spend this money. And so it was sort of bureaucratic paralysis set in.
I'm wondering whether or not this also had something to do with the role of VA leadership. Of course, we heard from Dr. Shulkin at the beginning, at the top of this segment, who said that this was a clear priority for him, veteran suicides. He was fired in March, and he was replaced by Robert Wilkie. Is that a factor in all of this?
That's part of it, but that what happened to Dr. Shulkin has really happened at a number of levels in the central office. So not only is your top executive being fired and then disarray setting in for several months before a new replacement is picked, but all sorts of people that are at high level and medium level leadership positions within the VA, they left since the Trump administration because there has been an atmosphere of divisiveness and partisanship that's really kind of unheard of at the VA. The VA is supposed to be kind of a very boring bureaucracy that churns out benefits. So a number of people that knew what they were doing, that had plans in place and were running things like suicide prevention, kind of threw their hands up and left. And at a number of different projects, there's been breakdowns like this.
Let's talk a little bit about outside of the advertising budget and the public service announcements or lack thereof. What were some other numbers that really stood out to you in this report, Dave?
Well, I mean, the first thing that we need to say is that suicide is a really big problem for especially young war veterans. Their suicide rate is 3 times higher than the national average. And like Dr. Shulkin said in the clip that you played at the beginning, the vast majority of those who die are not getting VA care. So there's this huge gap where outreach can bring people in, get them better care, get them better support. And that's not happening. You know, the other thing that's amazing is how steep the drop-off was in their outreach. You know, they were doing thousands of PSAs, public service announcements every year all over the country. And that that literally went silent. In the year leading up to the report, the GAO couldn't find a single one of these PSAs that had been aired. So it just went limp. It's crazy how much it dropped off.
Dave Phillips is a national correspondent for the New York Times covering veterans and the military. Dave, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Let's ask a veteran about all this.
My name is Christopher Goldsmith, and I am the Assistant Director for Policy and Government Affairs at Vietnam Veterans of America, and I'm the founder and president of High Ground Veterans Advocacy.
Christopher Goldsmith is also an Iraq war veteran.
I am a survivor of suicide. I've struggled with PTSD since I got home from Iraq after a year over there in 2005, and the VA saved my life. You know, it took a lot of time and a lot of effort, but it was a great tool for me. You know, at the age of 21, after being a sergeant, I went back to my childhood bedroom in my mom's house. And I'm thankful that my parents took me back. But, you know, the bigger, most important thing was that my mom forced me to go to the VA. You know, she recognized that something was wrong. I was in denial about my PTSD and depression. And when I got to the VA, I was welcomed in. I was thanked for my service. And I ended up going back, I'd say on average, once a week for a couple of years. You know, and I just sat there and talked about not just my wartime experiences, but the stuff that I was struggling with then in the moment. And over time, it helped me to recognize my own signs and symptoms when I'm kind of falling into a funk, you know, before it gets to the point where I'm thinking about suicide. And it teaches you how you, on an individual basis, can kind of help to change your own mindset. You know, yes, I've received medication from the VA. I take it religiously, but it's the people at the VA, the doctors, the nurses, the social workers, who really, really make the difference.
We asked Christopher what he thought after he saw the GAO report, which detailed the VA's recent failures on suicide prevention.
It's infuriating because this secretary and the last have said that their top clinical priority is suicide prevention. And the number one thing in order to prevent veterans from dying by suicide is getting them enrolled in the VA system and making sure that they get care. It's extremely frustrating because most of the veterans who die by suicide are not enrolled in the VA. And, you know, the VA will take any veteran who is feeling suicidal and will help them out.
Christopher says he saw the decline in awareness campaigns from the VA with his own eyes.
You could go onto VA's Facebook page and scroll back through 2016, and you're going to see an average of, I think, maybe one or two posts on suicide per day. Building awareness for the services that are out there and letting people know that, you know, trying to break the stigma, saying that PTSD is a normal person's reaction to an abnormal scenario. And then you go into 2017 and 2018 and it's just not there. It's a simple thing. They just didn't have someone running the PR operation. There were no commercials that were done. There's no billboards, you know, to reach rural veterans. There was no radio ads. It was just a complete drop off of the entire suicide awareness program.
And that makes a difference, he told us, because a lot of people just don't know about the help that's available to them through the VA.
This morning I woke up to a friend tagging me in a Twitter thread, and it was someone, you know, looking for help with a Marine who posted a suicide note on Reddit. And I've spent all of today trying to track down this Marine. And, you know, the first thing that I did was I called the Veterans Crisis Line. The second thing that I did was I called the San Francisco police. It's sad that a lot of my friends aren't aware that those are the first two steps. You know, when you know that someone's suicidal, you call the Veterans Crisis Line. Even if you don't know who the person is, if you don't know the person well, if you don't have their name or location, you know, just getting that, the ball rolling and letting people know that there's someone out there that needs help, you can save a life. And, you know, I hope that I saved a life today. I don't know yet.
So looking forward, what can the VA do now to focus on getting out the word about suicide prevention?
Part of the biggest problem that exists at the VA is there is just way too much turnover at the top. You know, I understand the outrage that the general public and veterans feel when there's a failure at the VA and they want heads to roll. But if there's no continuity, you can never hold anyone accountable. You know, if you just keep firing people, there's no one there who, you know, it seems that they fired the people who were running the suicide prevention program, or at least those who were responsible for it. It's a terrible problem to have. It sounds weird to say that we need to hold on to a secretary even if there's a scandal, but that's the truth.
Christopher Goldsmith is Assistant Director for Policy and Government Affairs at Vietnam Veterans of America and an Iraq War veteran. And if you are a veteran and you need help, please call the Veterans Crisis Line by dialing 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 to talk to someone.